My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What is up, everybody? You're tuning into episode 58 of The H Project. My name is Alex Hernandez, and do not judge me, but this is literally my 10th take of this intro, and it's probably because I missed Tuesday's episode, so please do not be mad at me for that, and I'm sorry, and I promise I will get that up this weekend. I've been networking lately, working on getting some new people on the show, and if there's anyone that you would like for me to get on, please send me their info and I'll see what I can do. Now, as in for this episode, I'm going to be talking about productivity, and I'm going to teach you what time blocking is. You know, I quote one of my most recent reads called The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. I know there will be some info in here where you can literally go and utilize it in your life today. Before we get into the show, we're going to hit today's challenge of the day, which is to sit down and write down the one thing you're working on in your life and set up a time block for that activity. This activity can be anything from working out, spending time with your family, or maybe you have some business stuff you're working on, you know, anything. Write down your time block and stay true to it. Now, enjoy the show. What's up, family? We're going to hit you with a real quick one today on time blocking, priorities, etc. I've kind of talked a little bit about this in the intro, The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. It's a phenomenal book. I definitely recommend it. One of my favorites so far. They just did a wonderful job writing the content. They have graphs. It's very visual. It's just an easy read, and it's just very eye-opening. So I definitely recommend it. I've learned a lot from this book. Now, onto the topic on hand, the most successful people are also the most productive, and they spend most of their work in what we call deep work. Now, for those of you who don't know what deep work is extremely focused work, free from distractions, and it's specific kind of work as well. Shallow work, which is the opposite of deep work, is the kind of work you're doing and you're checking your Facebook every 5 seconds, seeing if your friend wrote you back or not. You know, we're all guilty of it, and 99% of us never reach deep work, and when we do, we don't stay in it for very long before distraction seeks to derail us. This day and age, we find it extremely hard to focus because of how connected we've been to those around us. But where do you draw the line? How do we develop this habit? How do we silence the outside world? Now, what if I told you it's your fault why you never get into deep work? We have a priority issue. That's the problem. Purpose without priority is pointless. So before we can ever embark on this productive deep work lifestyle, we must first write out our priorities. When you write out your priorities, it doesn't only clarify your why, which is a Simon Sinek reference, but it also allows you to see in what order those priorities fall. I wrote down my priorities in order, and they go like this. Number one, family. I'm a huge family dude, so making sure they're taken care of is extremely important to me, and giving them the time that they need so I can develop those relationships with them. So that's number one. Number two is my health and going to the gym. I love the gym. It not only helps me mentally, but physically. So that's extremely important to me. Number three, business. I have the podcast, The H Project. We have Fission Energy, which is the startup company I'm working on, and I'm getting into a new world of REI, or real estate investing. Number four, last on my list, is learning. I like to read. I listen to podcasts all the time, probably honestly a little too much. But as you can see, there's only four items. They're extremely specific and they're extremely focused. But my priorities are in line. So now I have clarity. I know what comes first and I schedule my life around those priorities. Balancing and then counterbalancing these areas of my life, which is going to be saved for another podcast because this is an interesting topic in itself. But like I said, now we have clarity and I have my priorities in check. But how do we get authentic, creative, and deep work out of our time? It's called time blocking. Time blocking harnesses your energy and it centers it on your most important work. Gary Keller wrote, "Time blocking is a very results-oriented way of viewing and using your time. The idea is to block out a chunk of time of your day dedicated to your one thing or whatever it is that you set out to achieve. You're going to want to time block out this time every single day, and I'm telling you, protect it with your life. A good example is going to the gym. If that's a huge priority for you and getting healthy, losing 20 pounds, gaining some muscle, you need to block that gym time out of your schedule every single day and make sure you go in with your head on straight and it's focused. You're not just going in, going through the motions, because that, I'm telling you, does not get you anywhere. And this can be related to anything, business, relationships, it doesn't matter. So like I said, you're going to want to time block this out of your time every day and protect it with your life. And the thing is, any of us can fill our time with things that just do not matter. I know a lot of people say they don't have a lot of time. I'm telling you, you know, you got to see how your priorities fall on your day right now and move things around. Those things that don't fall on your priority list, take them out. So make sure your 24 hours is spent well. It's almost like a budget. You're budgeting your hours in the day. And if you want to accomplish something extraordinary, you need to give it that time every day, and it needs to be focused. You don't need to spend 15 hours on a task. All you need is a few hours, and you're going to be surprised how much deep work you can get done. There's one last thing to this exercise that I want to share with you that stood out to me the most. You need to time block your time off. That's an interesting one. That kind of caught me off guard, but resting is important. And if you want to see the results that you can sustain long term, we need to take care of ourselves, take care of our mind, take care of our body, and we need to take it serious. For me, I don't work past 10 p.m. anymore because I like to spend time with my girlfriend. And as you can probably recall, my number one priority is family. So here are some takeaways from this episode. I'm wrapping it up, but write out your priorities to gain clarity, all right? Then block time out of your schedule that is distraction-free so you can focus. Last thing is to time block your rest. Resting is equally important as working hard. And that's a wrap. That's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, can get something from this lesson today. Do me a favor, go leave a review on the show. I know it's a pain to deal with iTunes, but it helps me grow, it helps the show grow, it helps more people to find the show when it comes to iTunes and other platforms. But you know, you go leave a review, I'm gonna give you an imaginary high five through your headphones. Now, but hey, enjoy your day, get to work or get to rest. You guys are amazing. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.